Good morning, everybody. Everyone, let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. We start our day with your word. That's why we pray that you speak to us this morning so we will know your will. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I have said last week that during my opportunity to share at EMP, I will share the series of Kingdom of God. This theme is very important because before Jesus left disciples go to the heaven, during 40 days, Jesus repeat again, speak to the disciple about the kingdom of God. But then the problem is, we don't see too many story or narrative after the resurrection. The only thing that we have, only five narrative, which is last week, I already shared the first one, when Jesus meet two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. During this two-hour journey, Jesus talked about himself from the Old Testament concept, which is this concept make the disciple have new concept about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not talking about human territory, but the kingdom of God start from human heart. Jesus is the kingdom of God. So when you have Jesus, then you are part of the kingdom of God. Today, I want to share from Matthew 28, verse 19. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I command you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Brothers and sisters, what is the relationship between this verse with the kingdom of God? So I can give you short answer. The relationship of this verse with the kingdom of God is Jesus want to tell the disciple that two things that you need to do to extend the kingdom of God. The first thing is mission. The second thing is discipleship. This is two things that you need to do to extend the kingdom of God. All concept, human concept, when they talk the extended of the kingdom, usually they do three things. First thing, start with the war. Second thing, conquer the land. The third thing, pick up the enemy and then make them become the slave. So, the results of the extended human kingdom always ended with slavery. This is, we can see, the whole model of human kingdom in the world. But then, when Jesus talked the extent of the kingdom, he gave new concept to the disciple. The extent of kingdom of God, the first talk about mission or evangelism. The second, freedom for human from sin. And the third point, make them become the disciple of God. Once they change become disciple, then they are part of growing kingdom of God. So let go back to the word that we have read. Go therefore and make disciple of all the nation. When we go, brothers and sisters, what are we doing when we go? The Bible told us, go and share the gospel. Now, we go deeper. Okay, what is gospel? What is gospel? If we read the book of the gospel, then we will know that the gospel is the news about Jesus. It's the news about Jesus. And what is good news from the news of Jesus? The good news is, we can divide it from three parts. The first, when Jesus coming, we call incarnation. God become human. The second thing, Jesus died on the cross. We call he died for us. The third part, Jesus raised from the dead. And then he proclaimed the victory. So, when we talk about the gospel, we talk about Jesus. When we talk about Jesus, we talk about what he speak and what he do. And finally, what he speak and what he do. And what is the relation with us? What is the benefit of this story? The benefit of this story is we enjoy the result of his sacrifice for us. I am no longer a slave. I become freedom. No wonder, brothers and sisters, everybody Jesus made the disciple, two sentences always come out from his mouth. The first, don't be afraid. The second is, peace be with you. So the gospel result, no more afraid. And the second one, the gospel always bring peace to us. Without gospel, no one can enter the kingdom of God. How can I say like that? Because if you read the book of Romans, chapter 3, chapter 6, for people who join GIC class, know this first. All men already fall to sin, and they all died and lost the glory of God. The characteristic of people under sin, the first, they cannot do the will of God because they are under slavery. Someone who under slavery always follow what his boss said. When human fall on the sin, he is not belong to himself, but he is under slavery. And who is the boss? The boss is devil. That's why he only can do the devil thing. The second point, usually people under the sin, they cannot do the will of God because they change or they choose to do his own will. That's why the bondage people, they cannot do the will of God. Let's see from Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, 20 to 24. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want, I am no longer the one doing, but sin which is dwell in me. I find then the principle that the evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of any mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my member. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Regarding religious thing, we know Paul is one of the best religious follower, but he confessed that the thing that he do is not the will of God. He said, I am a wretched man. Who can help me? Who can make me free? Only Jesus Christ. When we talk only Jesus Christ, this talk about gospel. Gospel make freedom from the inner of heart. That's why if we want to extend the kingdom of God, we need to start from the gospel. We cannot follow Jesus or we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we believe Jesus Christ, unless God make us free. Similar story you can find from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. This is the second point. The third point, what I want to share is becoming the member of kingdom of God. I can say there are three steps. The first step, what I call admission. Yeah. You know, we always go for admission. For example, if you want to enter good university, you need to do admission. You need to fulfill all the criteria. Yeah. We talk about admission to enter kingdom of God. How can we do? First, by believe Jesus Christ. That's why we need to share the gospel. When we share the gospel, we open admission for everybody to enter. That's number one. Before Jesus talked about this kingdom of God, the disciple have idea or concept that kingdom of God only for Jews. But Jesus said, no. That's why Jesus said, go, therefore make all the nation become my disciple. So this admission is not only for the Jews, but this admission for all people. That's number one. Number two, baptizing. Baptizing I call as inauguration or ceremony. After you believe, you get baptized. And then the third thing, what we call education or discipleship. Now, admission, inauguration, and then start discipleship. Admission one time, baptism one time, but discipleship the whole time, the whole life. What is the curriculum of Kingdom of God member? Jesus said, we go back to Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to observe all that I have commanded to you. So, the curriculum of discipleship is teaching them to observe that all I have commanded you. Teaching them all I have commanded you. Brothers and sisters, you will ask me what Jesus commanded to the disciple. Then I will give you the answer. Go back to the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because these four books, four gospels, they wrote about the word and the work of Jesus. We see all the word and we see all the work of Jesus. And Jesus wants us to observe, and Jesus wants us to follow what I have told you, what I have done to you, and just do it. That's the curriculum of the disciple or the member of Kingdom of God. So, brothers and sisters, if we make short, yeah, because the book of Matthew, 28th chapter, Mark, 16th chapter, Luke, 24th chapter, John, 21 chapter. It is so long. Then, what is the essence of this four book? The essence of this four book is love God and love other. Every member of Kingdom of God need to love God and need to love other. How I love God? I love God by worship Him. No wonder, brothers and sisters, the first thing that you need to do after you enter Kingdom of God is worship God. Remember when Moses said to Pharaoh, yeah, let my people go so they may worship me. Similar, after God give us freedom, the first thing need to do is worship Him. Worship Him is the inner of our love to God. And then the inner of the worship is to keep your holiness. That's the first thing. The second thing, love other. How we can love other? Two things. Serving and mission. Serving talk about love other in our family of God. Mission is talking about outside people. Yeah. So, what is the inner of serving and mission? The inner word is giving. You cannot love other without giving. Yeah. Sometimes we only think giving about giving money. No, brothers and sisters. Money is the cheapest thing that we can give it to other people. Especially we are in Hong Kong. It's easy for us to give you $100. Rather, you ask me to sit and talk with you to hear your problem for 1 hour. It is right? Huh? I give you $100, you go by yourself, your food, and then don't bother me for 1 hour. Because 1 hour for me is very precious. And then upper from 1 hour is more difficult. 1 hour I pray for you. Yeah? Many people think that pray for other is the cheap thing. For me, pray for other is the most expensive thing that we can give it to other people. Why I say like that? When I pray, I need to put my body, I need to put my heart, give to God in order, make petition for other people. That's why when we talk about giving, brothers and sisters, of course we talk about money, we talk about time, we talk about our pray for other people. And these 3 points we do because we love them. We love them. That's what Jesus wants us to do. When we do this thing, then people will know that our citizenship is not only Hong Kong, is not only US or Korean or Indonesia, but we are the citizenship of Kingdom of God. So, brothers and sisters, finally, what is this implication for SP? I want to say that SP is part of the church that God wants to use SP to extend the Kingdom of God. Therefore, SP must only be busy to winning the soul and to disciple the soul that we have won. Only busy winning the soul. And then after we win the soul, and then we make the disciple. How about us as the member of SP? My question is, where are you and what are you doing? Let us pray. Sterling will help us in worship this morning. Spend a short time. Try to answer this question. Where are we? What I'm doing to extend the Kingdom of God? If you haven't believed Jesus Christ, then your position is outside the Kingdom of God. If you have been believed Jesus Christ, I don't want you to stay only in the admission door. I want you to get baptized. If you have been baptized, then the last part is, I want you become the disciple of Christ. The disciple of Christ means love God and love other. Love God. How is your worship life? How is your worship life? How you keep your holiness? Love other is, what are you doing in the mission of God? Are you still sit nicely? Don't care for the losing soul? Today, God call you, come back and join for the mission of God.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us be one voice that glorifies your name. Let us be one voice that claims that you reign. Let us be one voice in love and harmony. And we pray, oh God, grant us unity. Now is the time for you and I to join our hearts in praise. That the name of Jesus will be lifted high above the earth, that the world will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us be one voice that glorifies your name. Let us be one voice declaring that you reign. Let us be one voice in love and harmony. And we pray, oh God, grant us unity. Father, we ask of you this day, come and heal our land. Keep our hearts together, that your glory might be seen in us, that the world will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let us be one voice that glorifies your name. Let us be one voice declaring that you reign. Let us be one voice in love and harmony. And we pray, oh God, grant us unity. Let us be one that glorifies your name. Let us be one voice declaring that you reign. Let us be one voice in love and harmony. And we pray, oh God, grant us unity. And we pray, oh God, grant us unity. We pray, oh God, grant us unity.
Brothers and sisters, let us prepare ourselves, take part in extending the kingdom of God. Sunday worship is one of the important things that we can do. When we worship God, we declare Jesus is God. That's part of the extent kingdom of God. The second thing, we can part of kingdom of God by doing, sharing the gospel for other people. May God bless us so that we can do extend kingdom of God. I want you, everybody, don't be busy for kingdom of world. We must be busy for kingdom of God. And finally, Matthew 6:33. You will enjoy the blessing of this job. Seek ye thy kingdom first, and God will give you everything. May God bless us. We can enjoy the benefit of kingdom of God that Jesus promised to us. Now, we continue our prayer meeting. We pray for community who have cancer. Yeah. Let us, God, to heal them one by one. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are not only have physical weakness but also need spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit open their heart. We pray for close family who know them so that they can share gospel to them. Let's pray together. Also pray for people who are in infirmities. Yeah, they have many weakness in their body. We pray that God will take one by one and then give them perfect healing. Brother and sister, we pray for member family who have COVID and also pray for frontline medical worker who serve people with COVID. Yeah, we pray that healing and protection come to them. We also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will open opportunity for them. Brothers and sisters, our mission focus this morning, we pray for Singapore, for SPSG, for Pastor Sam Kim, we pray for Indonesia, for Spain, for Pastor Slamet, and we pray for Philippines, Spain, Pastor Ernie. Let's pray together. education ministry. We pray for SP Kid. We pray for SP Youth. And we pray for SPU. We pray that the church can really teach the kid till SPU become the disciple of Christ. Let's also pray for prayer and healing ministry, for IP, for the well, and for the river, for all people who join and take part in this ministry. Also pray for local outreach and evening outreach. Yeah, Igapi, Homie SP Light, Bridge Recreation SP Light, Homie Outreach, especially for Igapi. Thanks God, last Sunday, we have 50 students, around 50 students can join, most of them non-believer. Please pray for this ministry. We also pray for pregnant mom. Yeah, we pray for Fiona, Leslie, Dayon, Hina, and other. Let's pray that God will protect them. God help them in the time of delivery. Let's also pray for House Church. Coleman West, East Bay, Mac Robinson, Olympic, Robin Hope, and Van Tris. We pray that members can gather together, become a good fellowship. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for invite us enter your kingdom. Thank you also to let us join to extend your kingdom. May your glory and power go with us in this mission, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day.